Welcome to the WeCode UAuth podcast, produced by Code Launch and Improving, live via the Code Launch studio at Improving World Headquarters in Plano, Texas. Our next Code Launch event is Thursday, May 9th in Minneapolis for the very first time. And our guests today are some of our finalist competitors you'll see competing to win Code Launch on May 9th at the Fillmore in Minneapolis. Today, we'll let them give a 30-second pitch. We'll find out more about their origin stories and what is next for their adventure. And we'll get started in just a few minutes with our Minnesota finalists. But first, Improving is a software development and consulting services firm founded in 2006 with locations across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Improving is deeply committed to establishing trust with clients, partners, and communities, and more. Improving offers modern digital services like software development and engineering, IT consulting services, and agile training and certifications. Whether you need software solutions, technology consulting, or training, Improving is dedicated to supporting your business every step of the way. Feel free to explore our offerings at improving.com. And most importantly, since 2019, Improving has been our partner at Code Launch and is helping us scale our traveling event and community across North America. I am Jason W. Taylor, president and founder of Code Launch. As usual, the WeCode UAuth podcast is supported by president and founder of First Gen Agency, product of Code Launch, and MC of Code Launch. It's Raheel Malik. Welcome to episode 64, Raheel.
Thank you, Jason. Excited to be here. We're almost there. I think 17 days to our first Code Launch Minnesota.
Coming down to crunch time, which is always very crunchy. And it's not going to be any different this time.
Nope.
We're going to have a lot of fun. In fact, Caitlin and I were nailing down the finalist dinner earlier today, which looks like I'm expecting to hear will be at Fogo de Chao.
Oh, nice. Come hungry.
Yes, that is definitely a workout in the morning day. So excited for that. And FGA and Raheel does all of our social media execution here at Code Launch. And maybe you can tell us, I think we might have a big announcement coming out this week.
You know, we do. And I'm going to just tease it because I'm going to invite everybody listening and everybody that's on our podcast today to just keep an eye out on socials because something big is coming.
Do we have a day yet?
We have a day that we're going to finalize on our call tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be so impactful, okay? But there is something big coming, and it's Code Launch history, which we happen to make every year, Jason. I mean, think about where we started, but every year, bigger and badder, and now, you know, global, right? Two countries about to be under our belt. So amazing.
Yeah, well, then we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, and I believe that the date, therefore, based on that factoid, will probably be Thursday. So keep an eye out for that. And it's time to get back to our guests here in the WeCode Launch podcast. It's the founders of some of our Minnesota finalists. And we're going to start with letting them give us their 30-second elevator pitch so that they can find out, so that you can find out, our listeners, what these finalists are doing and how they're innovating and what their exciting product ideas are. So I'm just going to kind of introduce them and ask them to go ahead and mic off and give me their 30-second pitch. And we'll start with DeLon Crosby, founder of SayKids from Minneapolis.
Hey, Jason. Thank you for having me and super grateful that SayKids is a finalist in Code Launch. So like I said, I'm DeLon. We've all seen young kids in front of a screen and we all aren't happy about it, right? But no one's really figured it out. And so what SayKids does is we combine voice technology with tangible play. We literally make this plush toy robot looking thing to help kids learn in a more actively engaging way without screens.
Okay, thank you very much. Mount Crosby was sinking. And next up is Sabrina Rucker, founder of StoryForge.
So StoryForge is a gamified writing platform that aims to fix a broken publishing system. So right now, the way publishing works is people submit their drafts to different publishers, and they often have to submit, I think the industry typical is about 100 times before they decide that it's not the industry that sucks, it's their work. So basically, StoryForge upends that by making publishing not the decision of a couple of overworked people in a room, but the decision of you and all of our users. So we put it onto a gamified platform, make it a really fun and engaging type of experience where you can get rewarded with in-game currency for the hardest parts of the writing process, and eventually work your way into an actual published work.
Excellent. Well, it's one of the more innovative and truly new sounding ideas we've had in a while. Excited to see that pitch at Code Launch Minnesota. And next, let's go to Caleb Vandeman, founder of VSOD.io from St. Paul, Minnesota. Caleb.
Yeah, hey there. Excited to be here. I'm the CEO of VSOD.io, which is a platform that's revolutionizing the way that specialty medicine works in the veterinary space. So you picture that you have a dog, you take it into your vet, and this happens for almost everyone with a pet at some point in their lives, unfortunately. Your pet has a problem that your local veterinarian just cannot solve. They don't have the resources, the equipment, or the knowledge, and they don't have any other option other than to send you down the road to a referral to a specialist like an ophthalmologist, neurologist, surgeon, cardiologist, whatever. Challenge is that's really expensive and costs you thousands of dollars and be booked out, you know, 15 months in advance for you to actually see a specialist. So we build a platform to let veterinarians connect with veterinary specialists like the ophthalmologist, cardiologist, to do quick virtual consults and solve these problems for pet owners, help pets achieve better outcomes, and virtual consultations that generally last about 12 minutes and cost a fraction of the price of specialty medicine.
Awesome. Awesome sounding startup. And I remember from our pitch meetings, congrats to Caleb on some of his advanced execution and traction he's already got. Okay, next on the Meet the Finalists episode for Code Launch Minnesota 2024, I'm going to give you a little bit longer rope on time and maybe calling you in a different order. And I'd like you to tell us the origin story of your venture. So what inspired you to try to solve this problem and the solution that you have for it to create that? And so let's start with Sabrina Rucker. She's the founder of StoryForge. Tell us about the origin story, Sabrina.
Well, predictably, the origin story for why I got into revolutionizing the publishing system started with me trying and failing several times to publish my own book. It was around time 19 that I kind of hit my limit and was like, this is dumb and I think I can do better. I was trying to publish a comic book, and the way that you publish is by submitting, and each submission takes several hours of your time, to a literary agent or a publisher. And like I said earlier, it takes usually around 100 submissions before you decide that it's not the system that sucks, it's your work, and that you really need to reevaluate what you have. So, 19 times was my hitting my limit point, and decided to start StoryForge, and it's evolved several times since the beginning. And now it's become a writing platform that focuses on revision more than it does on word count. A lot of those out there exist that focus more on pumping out words. And this one is more about working with what you have and making it better and better and getting rewards as you do.
Hey, thank you, Sabrina. Caleb Vandeman, founder of VSOD.io.
Yeah, so VSOD started with a phone call from my childhood best friend, Brett the Vet. He's a veterinarian. We've been friends since sixth grade. We both went to Purdue together. He stayed in school for a very long time to become a veterinary ophthalmologist. You know, he's got multiple PhDs, a specialty degree. So after 18 years of school, when he finally got into the veterinary practice and started seeing a lot of cases at the University of Florida, you know, he called me with this problem that the veterinary, you know, specialty medicine was broken, and that, you know, he called me to tell me that half of the patients that he was seeing that had driven all night, waited in the waiting room for hours, and spent a bunch of money to be there, he could have solved their problems with a, you know, just a picture and a very quick phone call. I did not want to start a company at that time. I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, but you know, the more that I discovered about the problem, the more I realized it was really big, and it was impacting a lot of specialists who are spending, you know, 10, 20 hours working for free, answering questions to try to help people out. That vets were really overwhelmed, and that pet owners are having to make really hard decisions about their pets' care. And so we made an MVP, just put something together. And then our very first case, we actually saved a dog's life that was going to be euthanized because there's no other options. The owner didn't have any money to pursue any other options. So once I saw that, the actual impact that it could make, and, you know, told my 7-year-old daughter, who now tells everyone, you know, my dad made the Fox app and he's saving dogs' life. There's just no turning back from there. So I'm all in now.
That is cool. And I got to say that I have a personal connection with this type of experience as a pet owner. I think that this product could have helped us save our family pet about 7 years ago. We had a really complicated problem, and, you know, I went from one vet to the next, and then the second vet just couldn't figure it out in time. And it was a lot of expense too. Let's go back to DeLon Crosby, who wants to share the origin story of Say Kid and maybe play some audio for us.
All right. So my origin story is a little bit of a downer. Taking us back a few years ago, had my son was about 4 years old, happy little kid, loved preschool. And then his preschool teacher left, like a lot of early educators do. They're not paid very well. And pretty soon, shortly thereafter, we started getting these nasty grams, you know, behavioral things. And ultimately, we got this voicemail. Let's see if you can hear it.
Hey, Ron. My goodness, now all stupid day today, and he is totally out of control, disrespectful, disobedient. I need you to come and get him, and he's not going to return. Hope you understand. Thank you. Hi.
So that was really the origin of Say Kid. So obviously that affected us in a big way. And I wasn't content with just, you know, moving childcare providers. I really wanted to better understand, you know, what the problem is. And what I realized is 50,000 kids are getting out of preschool every year. A lot of kids don't have access. A lot of early education is not high quality. And so there are these big systematic issues, but how do you solve it, right? Where do you even start? We know technology is not going away. And so the initial idea was like, hey, how can we use technology to actually help build deeper connections? So the issue that I learned is that it wasn't that this new teacher was a bad teacher. It's just that she didn't have the tools or the training to relate to kids. One of the things I've learned is kids use kid logic and have kid language, and adults use adult logic and language. And oftentimes those don't mix well. And so we wanted to create a tool initially to help basically kids play to learn while adults learn to play. And that's what started it. And then we ultimately ended up creating what is now, I think, the only screen-free, you know, play-based learning tool in the world. What we do is make interactive games on Alexa designed to help kids learn, and it's going to sound crazy, but you can even play board games with the Toybot. But our biggest thing here is we're really trying to strengthen deeper connections between kids and adults, and do that through play. I think one of the challenges I've seen with technology is that technology often gets in the way of relationships, and so we wanted to change that, and that's what we've developed, and we're super excited about where we are and where we're going.
Okay, thank you guys for sharing your origin stories. Happy to learn more about that and what's inspired you to create these excellent, amazing adventures, which are going to really impress the audience at Code Launch Minnesota, May 9th, 2024, in Minneapolis.
What a cohort, right, Jason?
At the Fillmore, yeah. And so I have a question for you guys teed up here, which is, you know, we hope that everybody is accelerated through Code Launch and that our digital product teams help move your technology along rapidly and position you to better execute, raise money, launch, and become a successful, healthy venture. But not everybody's going to win. Probably one or two people are going to be recognized as the winners. But whether you do win or not, Sabrina Rucker with StoryForge, what is your next step for your venture? What's coming next for StoryForge?
The next step for StoryForge is developing our path to publication. So we already have a beta platform with over 2,000 users, and that platform is focused right now on making it really easy for people to find new stories and revise them and improve them with community feedback. The next step is turning all of that revision into an actual progress bar towards publication that can be used to go from an unpolished draft to an actual book in a store. So that's what we'll be working on next.
Imagine the docs. I get it. Totally get that. And I can't wait to see this platform in action and actually, you know, interact with it myself and see some of the work that I know people are doing out there. And, you know, maybe helping some of them get recognized and become published. So let's go next back to DeLon Crosby with Say Kid. You know, Code Launch comes and goes. What's next for Say Kid and the Toy Bot?
Yeah, so not many people know this, but it actually took us a couple years to actually get Toy Box, like actually in our hands. We got them last year and we did a pop-up shop test and sold out in about 2 weeks. So now we've replenished. I almost see Code Launch as kind of our kind of coming out party, if you will, where we're actually able to speak to the world and actually have the product to support that. So that's what's coming next. We have a number of partnerships that are already in flight. We're in stores and we're exploring other kind of strategic partnerships as we continue to grow.
And let's go over to Caleb Vandeman, founder of VSOD.io. And what's next for VSOD.io after Code Launch, Caleb?
Yeah, so there's a couple of cool things that we're implementing during the actual Code Launch hackathon. Just some things that make it easier for new clinics to sign up autonomously. I've onboarded, you know, all 200 of our first clinics manually, but that'll be a big addition, just pave the way for those signups to come in droves. And then we are also starting to build an API with one of our strategic partners to enable AI-driven transcriptions of like a medical summary. So veterinarians don't have to spend 20 minutes in between every case writing down all their notes. They can use that time to integrate specialty medicine and help their patients and earn more money at their clinic. So that's what I'm really excited about during the Code Launch process. And then after, this is something that's pretty new and was a side project, but it's really, really taken off. But we partnered with a nonprofit to raise money for shelter veterinarians to treat shelter pets. And we started a fund, and we've got a lofty goal, but we are making loads of progress, raising money so that shelter pets can have access to specialty medicine for free. We're going to raise $500,000 in 2024, be able to offer free specialty medicine, you know, collaborating with specialists to thousands and thousands of shelter pets that have no other resources to, you know, no access to specialty medicine. So that's what I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, that is a big vision. I'm really impressed, and I never had even thought of that challenge, which is so obviously a shortfall. And, big vision. Congratulations.
All around, huh?
Right? Lots of big visions here, and I'm excited to help everybody accelerate, showcase their opportunity, and connect with their community at Code Launch. And with that, Raheel, you know, he does our pitch coaching and pitch deck polish before our events with our finalists. So I'm just going to ask you, Raheel, how's this group been doing on their pitch coaching?
You know, Jason, without knocking any former finalists, I will say that I have been very impressed, right? The state of Minnesota and across the country here, I don't know, maybe the word's getting out or maybe people are doing their homework, but everybody across the board really came to play. It is anybody's game. And I think you're going to be really excited with what you see on stage, and we've got some surprises in store as well. So truly been impressed so far. So amazing work, everybody on the call and everybody that could make it.
I love surprises, especially love innovative thinking on stage. And so I'm looking forward to finding out what those are, but I won't find out until the audience does, because that's when I say the pitches. And so at this time, I'm also going to ask any of the finalists that want to raise their hand and chime in and ask questions. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm on a specific topic, but you can also ask a question about any other topic too. And so the first kind of question I want to tee up with this, are you having any problems with your attendance campaign execution? And have you already gotten after it and have it fully underway at full speed ahead? So I'm going to throw it over to Sabrina first to answer that question about the attendance campaign.
Haven't been having any problems at all. We've been developing several different StoryForge-specific announcements going up on all our different platforms. I made one that I know Code Launch has seen because they reposted it on their socials, and that was on my personal account. And things have been going pretty well. We're generating some hype.
And like, good. That's what we ask of you guys, is to lean into the attendance campaign and help Code Launch become your event as much as it is our event collectively. As Raheel has probably repeatedly told you during your meetings, the people that have the most voters in the crowd who come to help you win are going to be likely to help your outcome. And so stacking the room with your folks is the very best way you can serve yourself at Code Launch. And that's through using those free passes that we've given you. And we hope that you'll all be very active repeatedly and now through Code Launch. And so if you have any other questions about what's coming, the hackathon, maybe, the finalist dinner at Fogo de Chão, is that how you say it, Raheel? I don't really know.
I don't know, but maybe we go down the street and find out, because it's the one in Legacy West. And we could just ask them, so we look cool when we get to Minnesota.
That is a really good idea. There is actually one about 3/4 of a mile from here.
It
improving the Code Launch headquarters. We could go down there and ask him. I called it Fogo de Chão for about the first 10 years I lived here. And then
it's gotta be
started correcting me.
Yeah.
It's got to be Chão. It's kind of more elegant. So anyway, yeah, we're going to eat some skewered Brazilian style meats of delicious qualities, hopefully, the night before Code Launch. And so with that, since there's no more questions, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up episode 64, Meet the Finalists at Code Launch Minnesota 2024. Thank you to my Code Launch teammate, Christopher Klein, my co-host, Raheel Malik with First Gen Agency, and our guest today. We had the founders of SayKid, StoryForge, and VSOD.io, a few of the finalists you'll see live on stage May 9th at Code Launch Minnesota. And a big thanks to our family at Improving. If you've enjoyed the content of this podcast episode, please join us in our live audience. Yes, we do these live via the Code Launch community Discord server, even though we have a few technical problems time and again, on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. Central USA time normally. Just hit our website and then hit the Discord icon for more information. Or follow at Code Launch on social media. Dive into our blog page to find out more about the exciting 2024 schedule, exciting announcements this week, and watch out for news. It may be about the World Championship in November. Remember, Code Launch community, keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the startups.